Sam Kovac joins us now from Southern Cross Vets. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Brent. Happy Thursday.
And happy Thursday to you too, mate. Yep, third day of Feb already. I was just saying that it's sort of, you know, it's about 22 degrees where we are, and it's probably mild up and down the east coast of New South Wales. We broadcast into southern Queensland. It's a heat wave up there at the moment, so it's quite warm. But the heat is coming back. We're talking about hot weather and how heat affects pets and how it affects their body. How does heat, normal heat, we're not talking about a pet in a car here, but how does normal, a hot summer's day, affect a pet's body, a dog or a cat that may be outside?
Yeah, and I think we need to think about this more, because if you believe the Bureau, La Nina is behind us and it is going to start getting hotter throughout Australia and perhaps a bit less damp. So how does heat affect pets? In a myriad of ways, and we've got to remember, dogs and cats, they don't sweat apart from on their paws, so they can't cool down very effectively. So it can put extra strain on the heart, can lead to dehydration, all sorts of issues that we've got to be conscious of.
What about when you say dehydration? I mean, obviously, if you are going to work and you're keeping your pet outside, you should be making sure that your pet, I suppose we're primarily talking about dogs here, your dog should have access to go into a garage or into a covered area, into a kennel or something like that, so that they can actually get away from the sunshine, the direct heat.
Yeah, great point. So dogs are very good, just like cats, they're good at seeking out cold areas, but we need to give them that option. So having a nice shady area, as you mentioned, maybe on particularly hot days, freezing ice cubes in their water bowls, giving them somewhere to retreat to is a really good idea. And always check the forecast before you go, because as you know, in New South Wales, southern Queensland, it can start off to be quite a overcast, cooler day, but then by 3 p.m. it can reach a peak of 29, which can just be too hot for a dog or cat who's living in an apartment with nowhere really to hide.
And just a simple bit of advice, because it's happened to me once or twice, if you've got a garage door that your dog goes into, when you leave and go to work and you leave that door open, make sure that it can't be slammed shut. If a storm comes up and the wind blows the door shut and your dog's locked outside...
That's true, and always, well, it sounds silly to even mention, but always remember to keep an eye on your garage door closing so your dog doesn't actually bolt out while the door's still open, you know, so...
How much water does a pet normally drink? How much water does a dog normally drink? How much water does a cat normally drink? The reason I ask you that is my cat doesn't seem to drink a lot of water.
So anything less than 100 mils per kilo per 24 hours, 100 mils per kilo per 24 hours is normal. So anything above that is too much. But cats, really, their kidneys are so well evolved to not require much water at all. So you might see them licking out of their bowl a couple of times a day, or if your Burmese is fed a lot of wet food, they can get most of their water requirements actually from that. They don't need to drink any water at all.
Or they hop into the sink and have a bit of a lick out of the sink.
Yes.
They seem to
or
like
the
that.
Toilet bowl.
If
they're a tall enough dog, did your shepherd do that?
No.
Well-trained shepherd.
Oh, no, he didn't do that. What about cooling mats in summer for pets?
I think they're a great idea. I think they're a really good idea. There's those cheap Kmart ones that I don't think do too much, like the blue gel foam ones, but you can get some more sophisticated ones online that have a water pump. Chili Pad is one brand. I actually use that on my own bed. But there's a whole heap of different ones out there. I think it's a good idea, yes. So.
What about cooling vests for dogs? You can buy a cooling vest these days.
I've heard about this, and it looks good. I think it would just suit a dog with short fur, so like a pug or a staffy, something like that. But if you've got a long-haired, fluffy dog, it's going to insulate way too much. Not going to do much.
What about the family pool? If you've got a pool in the backyard, is it a good idea to let the dog go and cool down in the pool?
Yes. So the other night, it was about 30 degrees when I was going to bed at about 10:30 p.m., and I took one of the corgis for a little dip. She loved it. She definitely felt more comfortable.
Right.
And I think with summer, it's important. A lot of dogs want to jump into the pool, but we've got to teach them to get out of the pool safely, right? So let them swim to the edge and show them their way out.
If you've got a little pool, a little wading pool for your dog in the backyard, is it a good idea to leave the pool full if you go out?
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. Just make sure that if it's one that they can still stand up in. Obviously, a wading pool for a little hiccup chihuahua could cause some drowning concerns. But if it's a normal-sized dog, I think that's a good idea.
What about...
Chuck in a few ice blocks too, Brent.
So a few ice blocks in the wading pool?
In the wading pool, why not?
I suppose if the wading pool is in the sun, it doesn't take too long for that water to heat up, and it can end up being a spa, as in the warmth of a spa, rather than a cool pool for the puppy dog to chill out in.
That is right, but hopefully the doggies would be smart enough to not want to jump in there. But yeah, you wouldn't want to come home to an overheated dog, so go the icy poles instead, I reckon.
Can I ask you, if your dog does get overheated, what do you do?
So there's a few things. Obviously, prevention is better than cure, and you can tell if your dog's overheated by the colour of their gums. If it's a bright red colour, that can indicate that they're really overheating. And just anything that would cool us down, but remembering, again, they don't have sweat glands on their body. So evaporation doesn't really work. Sticking a fan on your dog isn't going to cool it down because they're not sweating to allow it to evaporate. So cold blankets, you can get a wet towel, put it in the freezer for half an hour or so, put it on them, have that ready to go. Yeah, whole bunch of things you can do.
What about dogs walking on the pavement and their feet and the soles of their feet?
This thing really irks me, Brent. I keep seeing it on almost a daily basis, people crossing the road on the bitumen, on that black tarmac. And I've checked it before just with a meat thermometer I've got for the barbecue. It can get up to 70, 80 degrees, and the dog can't tell you. They're there pulling you along on the lead because they love to go for a walk, but maybe they're actually trying to get off that tarmac really quick. So I think it's a good idea. Take your shoes off or thongs, put your foot on the ground before you walk and just see if it's too hot for you. It's probably too hot for them.
So that's the best, I suppose, indicator. If it's too hot for you to walk out there in bare feet, it's too hot for your cat or your dog.
Pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah, I'd just give it that quick little test.
Okay, last but not least, air conditioning. Air conditioning for animals. Is air conditioning good for animals on a hot day?
Yeah, as long as it's not too cold. Aircon definitely gets a tick of approval from me. I think aircon's a great thing, especially if the dog's older, if it's a pug, like one of the squishy-faced breeds and has difficulty cooling down. Absolutely, it's a very, very effective way for dogs to keep comfortable.
So what temperature should you not take your dog for a walk? If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your dog.
That's right. So if it's 40 degrees, I'd stay at home.
Me too, with a cocktail in the air conditioning.
Absolutely.
I've got to leave it there. Good to talk to you, Sam. We'll catch up with you next time. Thanks, Sam.
See you, Brent.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Sam Kovac from Southern Cross Vets. He's a new bloke. He's got all the answers. So if you've got a puppy dog or a pussy cat and it's hot weather, make sure you look after them, okay? We go back to the newsroom next.